At the gym, I listen to a history podcast called Vanguardia from Catalunya Radio. I recently learned about a musician and composer named Jaume Nunó, a Catalan who left a mark on an entire nation's identity in the 19th century. His work leading the Queen's Regiment Band of Barcelona caught the attention of the civil governor, who recommended Nunó to go modernize Cuba's military band. On the island, he befriended Antonio López de Santa Anna, president of Mexico, on 11 occasions, who hired him to lead Mexico's military bands in 1853. 1 year later, he entered a competition to set the Mexican anthem to music, and among 16 submissions, Nunó won. But before he could fully enjoy the recognition, he moved to the United States. Then, fate stepped in. In 1901, a Mexican diplomat attending the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, happened to meet Nunó at a restaurant. When he learned that the composer was alive, Mexican President Porfirio Díaz rushed to organize a celebration for the 50th anniversary of the Mexican national anthem that very year. Nunó traveled across Mexico by train, greeted at every stop by an orchestra playing the anthem and presented with a medal. All's well when it ends well. The ties between Mexico and Catalonia have only grown stronger over the years. In April 2026, speaking from Barcelona, Mexican president stood up for the right of peoples to self-determination. She didn't name us, but we Catalans felt seen. I'm Laura Vilardell, and this is my perspective.